What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Joe Buck, do you know that Spiegs is doing ads for a hair treatment that he doesn't need?
The idea of you doing any sort of hair restoration thing makes me gag. Now, good for you. Yeah. It's all in the name of commerce, and I tip my cap. That's hiding my thin hair.
I haven't seen you on
Afternoons on the Score.
It is Spiegs and Grody on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on 670 The Score. Baseball is getting closer. We did a lot of baseball this hour. The really fun, not boring at all, Cubs finances segment that I thought was just, woo, man, just it set the world on fire from my perspective.
Mm.
And then hot, brisk conversation with Jack McMarlin.
Which I'm sure he just loves.
Yeah, I told him I think I have to retire the brisk story now.
But right? You didn't guarantee it to him.
I didn't guarantee it.
I love the way you put that.
Why?
Because you have to.
But
I feel like we're full circle now. Now he's made it to the show, and I don't have to reference that I was at his brisk anymore.
But didn't we talk about somebody else's penis yesterday, Tanny? Who was it?
Yeah, that is a regular, that's a tool in your toolbox there that you go to
week,
quite
I
often.
Feel like we said penis.
All right.
Grody, whose penis did we talk about yesterday?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was like.
You want to talk about yours tomorrow?
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
That's not.
Talk about
we'll talk about ants tomorrow.
Yeah. Big ants? No, well, they call them big ants. Use your imagination and you're probably right.
Groats, you saw Shota Imanaga on your television.
I did. I just saw Shota, and it sparked a question that I should ask you, because I've been talking to friends who think that Shota Imanaga is going to fall off the table this, because he had like a brilliant start, an elite start to the season. They came back to the pack a little bit, but ended up having a good season. What do you think Shota's going to be like this season? Is he still going to be really good as a starting pitcher for the Cubs this year?
I think so, but that start was like Fernando Mania. It was like Fernando Valenzuela 81 stuff.
Well, and undeserved, too. And I remember we always did it like so long with the caveat of, well, we know he's going to come down to earth soon, and it took a long time before he came down to earth.
Well, you know, it's interesting because he like basically got away with being a two-pitch pitcher. He has more pitches than that. I kept waiting for like the depth of stuff to take over and to use more of his arsenal.
Yeah.
And he kind of never had to. So he's still got some of those tricks in his back pocket if he needs it.
Yeah.
He's got the two pitches that look alike where one drops and one doesn't.
Right.
And that's like that is death to the uppercut swing, which dominates MLB.
And I remember when national audiences started to figure that out, and they would really zero in on that. I was like, okay, here's his trick. So, okay, yeah, I do think Shota will be good. What about Tyone, though? Because Tyone kind of feels like an every other year guy. Mm. He had a good year
last year. He really did. You know, it's interesting. Like, you've got... I don't know. Like, Tyone's got a big depth of stuff, and he's super smart, but he's not a strikeout guy.
Yeah.
But he had, you're right, he had like his best year in 4 or 5 last year. When you actually look at it, he finished crazy strong. And we talked to him at the convention, and he's trying to stay focused. He's super smart and stay in the mode with which he finished the year. But look, Shota, Steele, Tyone, Matthew Boyd is a real good 2 through 5, I should say.
Right.
It's like, I feel like they still need a 1. And I really wanted somebody with one caliber stuff.
You're not completely sold on Steele as a straight up.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn close.
I know, but
at this
man,
point.
If they need at least another, like a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I want Cease or Michael King from San Diego so bad.
Right.
So
somebody, again, that guy that makes sense of the rest of the rotation.
Yes.
Then you're like, you get that guy and you're like, wow, okay.
And you're like, oh my God, Matthew Boyd is the 5.
Right.
Or Tyone is the 5.
And then you've still got like guys Jordan Wicks and Javier Assad. What do you do with those guys?
Jordan Wicks. I know it would be a fourth lefty, but watch out for Jordan Wicks, who's in shape. He was not in shape at the beginning of camp last year.
Interesting.
He's in shape now.
Yeah.
And he's attacking it in a different,
interesting,
focused kind of way.
Former first round pick, you don't just let those guys lob off the rotation. So he's going to get opportunities for sure.
Yeah. And Ben Brown, but like, I don't know what role Ben Brown's going to be. If he's healthy and
Cade
confident.
Horton.
Yeah. I mean,
Is there something
there's
there?
Some guys. So look, they're pretty good at starters 6 and 7.
Colin Ray isn't back on the Cubs.
2 through 7 is really good.
Yeah.
I do wish they had a 1, to be honest.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right. Just somebody that would make sense of the rest of the rotation.
When we come back, the NFL is going to do something to you again, whether you like it or not. Spiegs and Grody will discuss next on The Score.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.